Good morning, my friends. Brian King, the Mindset King here with another Morning Mindset Reset. Today's topic is inspired by my buddy, Richard Kaufman, who did a Facebook Live not too long ago this morning. And he was talking about his fears. And I thought, man, what a wonderfully authentic and relatable topic fears are. And I may have talked about my fears, my anxieties, and such in the past, but I don't know that I have directly addressed fear. Actually, as a matter of fact, working memory just kicked in. As a matter of fact, I have addressed fear, but it's one of those topics. Hey there, Mark. It's one of those topics that you can't talk enough about because of what an impediment it can be to our forward momentum. And when it comes to fears, I have plenty of them. You know, first and foremost, well, let me give you some context here. There are different aspects of our life, if you like segmenting your life up. You've got your physical, mental, emotional, financial, spiritual, all those different components. So one thing that's really helpful for you to do is to do a bit of an inventory and see what fears do you have. Now, some people who are very spiritual or religiously oriented might fear displeasing their deity, may fear breaking a commandment, something like that, and fear the repercussions that they believe will occur. Financial fears, fear I won't be able to pay my bills, fear I can't provide for my family. In my case, physical. I'm afraid I'm going to fall every time I get out of my chair. You know, when I walk across the room, is my leg going to give out, you know, because of the MS? So that's an ever-present fear of falling, whereas some people might just get up and say, all right, I'm going from point A to point B, and there's not a second thought about it. There's no reason to think you're not going to make it there unscathed. So depending on the realities of your life, your fears can be different, but what's really important is to be aware of them. Because just because you're not aware of them doesn't mean they're not at play. I see a lot of risk-taking adventures and stuff that people post on Facebook, their adventures, bungee jumping, and so forth. And when I see things like that, my first response is, hell no. No way on earth I'm going to bungee jump. And then I think about, what if I was standing at the precipice and I was tied to the bungee and I had the opportunity? Well, first of all, you wouldn't get me that far to begin with. But I imagine myself there and I can literally feel my heart rate accelerate as I imagine what it would be like. So I can whip up my own fear, even though I'm not there. And I think about all of the negative things that could happen. You know, that's a degree of freedom, of unpredictability, of letting go that I'm personally not comfortable with. Now, I can go with the flow when need be, but, you know, hang gliding, bungee jumping, that's way outside my wheelhouse. I'm just not going to do it. Richard, Cassandra, love you both. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Richard, I mentioned you at the beginning of this because you inspired this topic. There are just some fears that, for whatever reason, I haven't taken the time to work through and ask myself, what is this founded on? Why do I fear this? Why, when presented with this possibility, do I immediately begin making a list of all of the negatives that can occur by this happening or by me doing this, as opposed to me asking the question, I feel fear in response to this, but is fear really what's warranted? If I were to flip this on its head, because you know there's two sides to every coin, yin and yang, right? If I were to flip this on its head, what are the positives that can come from this? And we don't always do that, because what does fear do? Fear, depending on its intensity, shuts down our problem-solving brain, kicks us into fight or flight to a degree, and all we start thinking about is survival. Preventing pain, preventing danger, get me the heck out of here, I don't want to talk about it, I'm not going to do it, there's nothing you can do that can make me, and there's no conversation to be had. So the quicker you go to fear, the quicker you move away from problem-solving. Does this make sense? Is this an experience that you've had before? I have it all the flipping time. The key is knowing that that's what you're doing. I have a coach Vincent Puglisi, brilliant guy. And he's really good at calling us out on that. If we're acting from fear, if we're acting from impulse, that's one of the beauties of having that third party, a 30,000 foot view. Somebody that's not in it with you can kind of have that wonderful crystal lens of insight into what you're doing. So having somebody to reflect that with. In other words, somebody that you can walk up to and say, I'm feeling afraid about something and I'd like to process it. Because getting their input and just talking it out can almost, in many cases, lead you to your own conclusion of the absurdity of the fear that you're having. Now, they're not all absurd, but a lot of the ones that we manufacture about stepping into the unknown, whether it be in terms of business, relationships, starting a new job, there are all kinds of ways that we can manufacture the presence of danger in order to frighten ourselves. Did you hear what I said? Frighten yourself. So it's easy to say, well, this frightens me, like bungee jumping. Bungee jumping frightens me. Well, is it frightening me or am I frightening me? I'm telling myself this story about all of the bad things that can happen. There are plenty of videos about people jumping and screaming and laughing and having a great time and talking about their adrenaline rush and how awesome it was. But what am I going to pay attention to? That one time the bungee cord snapped and the guy turned into a human pancake. That's what I'm going to pay attention to, because my fear tells me that that's going to be me. So I use that story to frighten myself and talk myself out of it. And bungee jumping is kind of a rare thing. That's not everything, something that people go for. But when you look at the everyday life things, introducing yourself to somebody new, there are folks that treat that like bungee jumping. Man, if I take this chance, if I jump off that cliff and this person doesn't like me or rejects me, I'm going to become a human pancake. Bam, it's going to kill me. No, it's not. It's going to make you uncomfortable. It might make you uncomfortable. Or if you went into it with a sense of curiosity saying, I wonder how this person is going to respond to me. I wonder what this person's like. Let's go find out. And your objective isn't to be liked, loved, approved of. Your objective is to see if this person wants to talk. Introduce yourself, offer to shake hands. They say, no, 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 I'm in the middle of a conversation or I want to be alone right now. All right, sorry to bother you. Back off. Now you have your answer. So that's just a simple example. But the takeaway I hope that you get from this conversation is that facing your fears begins with acknowledging your fears. Acknowledge that they're there. Do a bit of an inventory. What are my spiritual fears, if any? Financial, physical, relationship. By making yourself aware of them, it's not an invitation to fret or catastrophize. It's an opportunity to question them. Why do I fear this? Why is this something that I'm giving my mind to? Why is this something that I have ordered my brain to send up an alert signal about? And if I were really to think it through, could I see it more in terms of the opportunities it presents for me as opposed to the threats that it presents? Because if you have a lot of fears and you walk around in threat mode, there's going to be far too many opportunities that you are going to miss because you're too quick to see danger. And that's something that can really stymie anybody. So I want to encourage you to do that inventory every now and then, especially when you feel yourself stuck. You feel that there's some resistance in your life, that for some reason you're holding yourself back. There's probably some fears at play there. And by doing that inventory of physical, mental, emotional, and so on, you can help yourself pinpoint just where it is. And then once you find it, question it. If you find yourself having difficulty questioning it, talk it through with somebody so that at the end of all of it, you can stop frightening yourself. Sound good? Well, hopefully this has been helpful. Some food for thought, at least. If you enjoy it, please leave a comment. If you're watching the replay, please type hashtag replay in the comments and share this with somebody that you think can benefit from it. And if you would like the typed transcript of this video, shoot me off a message or type hashtag yes in the comments, and I will tell you how to get it. Until we talk again next time, this has been Brian. Thanks for being you.